Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Well, it's another one of these shows where Ian's taking a night off, and so it's me in the driver's seat. It's Mark.
And me, Johnny Carnival Ray.
The Liberty Janitor's back on the show.
That's right. And Cantwell.
Cantwell. God knows. I don't even have a Liberty name for you. 855-450-3733. Folks can call in and talk about whatever is on their minds here on Free Talk Live. That's how we do it. And so, Cantwell, I don't know. We've had so many. There's so many good pieces of show prep out there. I kind of feel like we've got to start with this thing in Texas, though. Don't you? You know, the shooting yesterday?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind talking about that. I've seen sort of the headlines, and it doesn't sound like the best of situations.
No. There's some people that...
Seems suboptimal, really.
So it would seem.
Well, it's news to me. I don't know that I've heard of it.
Well, it's...
Hey, I follow, all right? I'm on Reddit looking at the news subreddit, and I don't know that I've seen this.
Well, you're out polishing floors, you're listening to the news? Good.
I like Tom Woods.
He probably hasn't gotten to this one yet. Well, I'm going to tell you about it. I've got an article from The Guardian that claims apparently that these two Muslim fellas that... attacked an event in Garland, Texas, where they were having a Draw Muhammad contest where you could win, I think it was $10,000 for the best drawing of the Prophet Muhammad.
That's a pretty nice prize.
It's pretty hefty. they had a little prize going, and I guess these two fellows were pretty deeply offended, so they came out there to exact a little vengeance upon this what they considered this sacrilegious act, and they were going to shoot the place up, and instead they got shot up. So there you go.
Well, you know, I think it's good that those guys are not going to be bothering anybody anymore. I'm certainly not
even better.
A fan
They've
of...
got a bunch of virgins right now, right? They're in heaven.
Yeah, lucky them. I'm not a big fan of Pam Geller or the folks who are putting this thing on, by the way. I don't think that there's some really good folks. This was not an event put on by people who were just like, hey, let's have a restoration of rationality and condemn this religious idiocy, but they just wanted to offend Muslims. And it looks like they succeeded.
On the face of it, the Draw Muhammad contest seems ill-considered and malicious to me.
If you're going to do it, I think you should do it as a Draw Muhammad / Bible burning event. That way you don't have this sort of, this bronze, yep. Like I've got a preferred Bronze Age religion thing going on. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like a bunch of adherents to old, very old religions tossing rocks at each other. Just, you know, uninteresting. Let's go to Frode calling in from... Oh, hell, I don't know where Frode's calling in from. Frode, where are you calling in from?
Norway.
There you go.
Norway.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk a little about the war on drugs, not to shift the topic completely.
No problem.
I wanted to talk to you about how the Netherlands are making a shift in their policy when it comes to foreigners outside of the Netherlands that are not going to be able to buy legally drugs in the Netherlands, and how strange I think that is, because isn't that one of the reasons why people go to the Netherlands, because they have so open laws about drugs?
This is like Amsterdam, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the circles I run in, about 95% of the people who tell me stories about their trips to the Netherlands involve going to these pot stores. That's the reason for them going.
They get legalized prostitution there too, right?
Yes, they do.
And Renoirs? I mean, that's about it.
But now it seems like they are shutting down the opportunity for Americans or Norwegians or Germans to get to use drugs in the coffee shops. You have to be a native Netherlands man or woman to buy
Dane?
Drugs now.
No, that's not a Dane. What do they call them?
That's no V. Dane.
Yeah, Denmark.
Denmark.
Yeah, I've got it wrong. Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, it seems like a terrible idea. What is their reason?
It's not going to do good things for their tourism, and it's going to create a huge black market. They're going to have. It's going to be a crime problem. It's ridiculous.
Yes, and that's what I was thinking of. Now that people know and trust that the Netherlands is going to be a country where it's possible to get drugs, people are still going to visit because nobody knows that the Netherlands has made stricter laws when it comes to their drug policy.
Right, the drugs are still available, right? So, I mean, the idea is going to be that somebody's going to go to the Netherlands and be like, okay, now let's go on Craigslist or whatever the Netherlands equivalent to the online classified ads is and say, hey, somebody want to walk into the coffee shop for me?
Yeah, it sounds like people are going to be meeting folks in the park. You know, I mean, there's a lot of public spaces in Amsterdam, and I imagine you're going to have people meeting folks in the park. You know, somebody's got a sign out saying, hey, talk to me if you're a tourist.
This is how I used to get beer when I was a kid, right? We'd call it shoulder tapping. You stand outside a store and you'd be like, hey, buddy, can you get me and my friends some beer? You know, and they go in and they get you the beer and then you go get drunk in the woods.
But you did this as in the United States as a young person where you have very few rights, is my understanding. Like, you know, police have very few rights in Amsterdam as far as like searching people and that kind of thing.
But the thing is now they are creating more problems. They are creating more crimes with a policy that are going to hurt the tourism industry.
That's so weird for government to pass a policy that would create crimes and do damage. It's so strange.
Bro, do you have any idea why they're claiming that this is a good idea? I mean, I remember they've been talking about it.
Yeah, because they don't want to be known as the country where everyone can come and do drugs, because it's a bad way to look on the Netherlands.
It beats looking like Thailand.
Yeah.
Well, even worse, I mean, you know, there's plenty of countries where nobody thinks about going there at all, right? Like they're just like,
what's the tourist like destination of North Korea?
like Finland, right? Brode, I mean, you know. I would imagine that that Finland has about as much to offer as the Netherlands without pot and hookers. If you can remove those two out of the picture, then what do you got? Not much. Frozen tundra.
In Norway, we have like fjords. That's it.
Yeah.
And mountains.
I'm not going to undermine the incredible drawing power of a good fjord, but I mean, in Amsterdam, they've got some. I don't know. I think a fjord is like a steep drop off into a river. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's true.
They're dramatic. Yeah. Cretan.
Majestic. Also,
it's majestic.
And this is also a thing that when I meet Americans, they think polar bears live in the Strait of Norway.
Yeah,
for
right.
For strange reason.
Don't they have them like way up in the northern part, though?
No.
No, there you go.
They've all been killed by global warming, Mark.
They've all been killed by hungry Finlanders.
Mark and Chris, a fjord is a long, narrow, deep inlet of the sea between high cliffs, as in Norway and Iceland.
Sounds right. Okay.
And the demonym for a person from the Netherlands is a Netherlander.
Netherlander.
So what? So if they're going to ban drugs for tourists, and you're going to have all these fjords, you're going to have people jumping off of them. It's going to be traumatic. It's not going to look good at all.
No fjords in the Netherlands. That's why it's called the Netherlands, because it's beneath.
Oh, okay.
You know, they like build these little walls.
One of the flattest countries in the entire world, actually.
It's basically claimed from the sea. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a ridiculous idea. It's cutting off one's nose in order to spite one's face, and it's always a bad move. There's people that make a lot of money catering to tourists that come to the Netherlands for a variety of probably less than savory reasons, and maybe every once in a while they get to see a really great portrait or check out some really cool canals.
Would like be like Las Vegas banned gambling.
There you go.
That,
It's about like that Vegas betting gambling. Thanks so much for the call, Probe. 855-453 or LRN.FM on Skype. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The polar vortex is here and expected to freeze over part of the U.S. Help is needed. Resources are often drained by people capable of caring for themselves, leaving those with the greatest needs to go without. Do your part by being prepared this winter. A supply of Go Foods will provide delicious nutrition, comfort, and security during hard times. Protect your community and call Go Foods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. Oftentimes it'll sound better if you've got a good mic. It certainly does. Our username is lrn.fm. If you haven't already, sent us a user request. Basically, what you've got to do is send us one. We'll click on it during the show. I'm actually trying to do that right now. And, you know, we'll be able to take your call, and it'll sound generally better. So username is lrn.fm. That's as in Liberty Radio Network on Skype. And 855-450-FREE, toll-free on the telephone. Cantwell, we just got our shipment of Sherry's Berries a couple days ago. I have saved some for you, and you consume them right before the show. The Sherry's Berries is advertising with us for Mother's Day. Do you think it's a good gift for mothers?
I do think it's a good gift for mothers and, you know, wives who happen to be mothers and all of that type of thing.
People with mouths?
Yes, people with mouths usually tend to enjoy Sherry's Berries, I think. I just had the one because I'm trying not to do the chocolate thing, but I had to have one of them, so I took the one with the milk chocolate with the nuts on it.
How was it?
It was excellent, excellent, excellent.
They have milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. Now, I prefer the white chocolate generally. Johnny Ray, have you
Racist.
Had one?
Yes, I've had one of each, I think.
This recently?
Recently, yeah, yes.
Okay. How'd you like them?
Delicious. You know, strawberries are one of the glories of God.
Did you have one? And these are not like sour, like half of the ones you get at the grocery store, sour.
Uh-huh.
They test, somehow, I don't know if they test, they reject half of the strawberries that they get over at Sherry's Berries and send them like homeless shelters or something like that. So, you know, wherever the Sherry's Berries is, the homeless shelter does reasonably well when it comes to berries. But it's interesting. They have the best tasting berries, and then they cover them in premium chocolate.
Yeah, they're enormous strawberries and very sweet.
Yeah, it's a great deal. So please consider sending to Mom this year Sherry's Berries. I think she'll love them. Or not necessarily your mom, as Cantwell said. It could be the mother of your children or some woman that you do know that has children.
Some girl that you want to turn into a mother.
Is that appropriate? Berries.com. 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 You click on the microphone. It's in the upper right-hand corner. You type in FTL. We have a more than a 40% savings if you use our coupon code. If you don't use our coupon code and you go over there and order, the statists win. It's coupon code FTL at Berries.com. Let's go to Cameron calling in from Massachusetts. Cameron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'd just like to comment on a post that Free Talk Live posted on Facebook earlier.
Okay. I don't know if I saw it, but all right, tell me about it.
It was a cool picture that says, what does it say about the quality of police in America when you have to compare them to crackheads to make them look appealing?
Yeah, it was a picture of this shirt that goes around that they're like, oh, you don't like cops? Next time you're in trouble, call a crackhead. And I thought I shared that one on my page today, too. That was great.
I saw a couple of people actually wearing it around the town that I live in. And
yeah, I mean, it's one of these T-shirts to support, you know, Cops Lives Matter or whatever it is. And it's funny that the suggestion is that if you don't have police, the only people you'll be able to call are crackheads or something. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what they're saying.
Does that mean that everybody who's not a cop in America is a crackhead?
Yeah, it's just cops and crackheads. That's the United States for you right now. I mean, sometimes it really does seem that way, though. But then again, you know, cop and crackhead are not necessarily mutually exclusive things, right? There's probably more than a few crackhead cops out there. So you just might be calling a crackhead when you dial 911. Always keep that in mind.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So what did it make you think when you saw it?
When I just saw the captions of it that said, comparing them to crackheads makes them look appealing. I've just, like, that just made my entire opinion about that T-shirt fully expressed.
I'm thinking that one's going to go viral. Free Talk Live's gotten pretty lucky with some memes, as many as 18 million post views in a week, and I think that might be the one that bumps us up there. Our Facebook page isn't working quite right, but it's not going to have anything to do with
it. I had some errors with my page yesterday as well, but I shared that meme to Christopher Cantwell, the website, my brand page, and I got over 200 likes on my share of it. So thank you for that, Mark.
Sure. There you go. Cameron, appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Daniel calling in from San Francisco. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I saw something earlier on the internet, and people were talking about justifications for shooting looters and that sort of thing. I wanted to throw a few ideas around about that.
Okay, this was on our Facebook page, or what was this?
I saw it on some other libertarian blog. I'm not sure what it was, but it just got some ideas going in my head.
All right.
Shooting losers?
Looters.
Oh, looters, okay.
Yeah, looters, not shooting losers.
As tempting as the idea is, I do not advocate for shooting losers.
Well,
right?
Watch it now, Mark. Watch it. Watch yourself.
The libertarian janitor speaks.
So, and the guy gave sort of the standard story about defending property and defending life and everything. And obviously, I don't take issue with that. It's, you know, if someone's beating the crap out of you and you got a gun on you, well, by all means, use it. But what I had issue with is the idea that we're not gonna shoot the people who are looting every day in and day out. We're gonna shoot the desperately poor people who are stealing diapers and toilet paper. Like, it just seems to me to be, like, out of all proportion. I mean, the police are out there looting people every day. The congressmen and the politicians are out there looting people every day. No one shoots them because they can shoot back.
That's most unfortunate, by the way.
You feel like you're a tough guy because you're shooting the dude stealing diapers?
Well, it's not a matter of feeling like a tough guy because you're shooting a guy who's stealing diapers. The point is, it's like, okay, this is a threat that I cannot manage, right? So when the tax man comes around and says, hey, I'm going to take a third of everything you have for as long as you live, pal, right? I might be like, hey, I don't know, maybe I should kill that guy. But then I have, like, this reasonable expectation that a bunch of armed goons are going to show up and end my life and take my children into CPS and all
you're
sorts of manner of illness, right?
You're afraid of the repercussions.
Yeah, I'm afraid of the repercussions. And if some other idiot comes around and starts stealing from me and I have the capacity to do something about it, you know, it seems like that's it's a value judgment that seems fairly clear.
Well, usually you only have to level the threat of shooting. I mean, in the Rodney King situation when L.A. was on fire, essentially the people who were out front with AKs, they didn't have their stores looted. It was everybody else who did.
Right. So there's certainly that. I mean, yes, but, you know, to threaten, I don't draw a very big line between threats of force and use of force, right? Because if I'm going to say, hey, I'll shoot you if you do this, this means that if you do it, I'm going to shoot you.
I gotcha.
So if I'm going to, you know, hold out a gun and say, you know, I'll kill anybody who crosses this here line, well, then, you know, it's the same thing as shooting people who cross that there line, right?
Yeah. My issue is not with the justification. My issue is with the target selection. What I see happening is the people you're shooting at, they've been putting up with far worse looting than you're putting up. I mean, the cops are looting them day in and day out, every day. And
I agree with you that they should.
You're misidentifying, like, the real culprit. And what I think is happening on a sort of a broader scale in our society, and this is scary. When I really, like, wrap my head around this, this frightens me.
Daniel, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Johnny Ray, and Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. If you are like, well, most Americans who are listening to this program, you've got a smartphone. And if your smartphone is like mine, it's pretty much dead by noon, unless you're able to keep it plugged in and use it, which kind of eliminates the value of a mobile phone. They run out of power real quick. You basically have to have some kind of battery backup. And I found a great one. It's called the Pocket Power Plus. And the value to it, let you use it. Are you liking it?
Yeah, I did. I haven't had occasion to jump the car with it. That's what I really want to see it do. But I have charged the phone with it. It charges the phone up and still has plenty of power left over. It's very useful for
you
that.
You can also plug in laptops and that kind of thing, which you basically can't do with the other ones out there. I suppose you could like rig up some kind of cord with take two cords, like a USB cord and then your power cord for your laptop and attempt to rig something.
That would be a disaster. That would be a really bad idea.
Okay. Again.
It's the wrong voltage, wrong amperage, wrong wattage. You don't want to do that.
Mark is not an engineer.
Yeah,
you shouldn't
take that advice from Mark. He's like, well, if you want to just start playing around with electricity in absolute ignorance, then by all means, get out the wire cutters and the electrical tape, ladies and gentlemen.
Electricity is not a hobby. Nonetheless, you can use the Pocket Power Plus.
Connect this unknown power source to your $2,000 laptop and just see how it pans out for you.
No big deal.
Or you can get the Pocket Power Plus.
The eye whoops. You can go to PocketPowerPlus9.com and get this, frankly, very versatile tool. You can slide it in your pocket. You can put it in a glove box. You can charge your laptop. Potentially, you can jump your car. It comes with jumper cables. I've seen it jump a car on a video. You know, I would want to have just charged it up and taken it off the plug and then apply it right then. But, you know, it comes with the jumper cables, so check it out. PocketPowerPlus9.com. If you go to the PocketPowerPlus9.com, you'll get it for 50% off. You just go to PocketPowerPlus, I imagine you're going to pay a bit more. You also use coupon code FTL, you save even more. PocketPowerPlus9.com. So we were talking about this situation in Garland, Texas, where a couple of fellas went there and decided that they were going to stop a Muhammad drawing contest. And this is, I don't know if this is religious, I don't know that much about Islam from a religious standpoint. I mean, I don't know the specifics like I do about Christianity. But it's either culturally or religiously a very bad thing to do, to depict. Basically, you're not supposed to depict animals or humans. But specifically, if there's one human you are not supposed to, show, it's the Prophet Muhammad. This is very important to these folks. Now, you know, I don't think Muhammad's any more of a prophet than you or I, frankly. But nonetheless,
frankly, I think
someone.
Our information is better. We qualify as prophets better than Muhammad.
Yeah, I think
and that's going to get me definitely shot by ISIS.
I think you have to, to be a prophet, it's not just the amount of information that you have. It's the amount of information as relevant to the culture that you're in at a given time, right?
All right, like, so Bob Murphy is an Austrian economist, and I'm going to call him the prophet.
Fine, I'll take it. So, agreed, right? But things didn't go well for these guys. They came there with some guns to kill themselves some rednecks and instead got themselves killed. And there you go. I'm supposed to feel bad about it, I guess, or good about
Were they shot by cops or was it by carry holders?
Cops.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that was the end of that. Apparently, the claim is that, and this has been going around on talk radio, and this is what I sort of want to clear up about it. ISIS, not so much. This wasn't really necessarily an ISIS thing.
I was told, I'm sorry, I know you're about to tell the story, but I'm actually, curious. I've seen a headline that, ISIS claims credit for Texas shooting, and I'm like, I don't know if you want to claim credit for that. It doesn't seem to pan out so well, buddy.
Well, ISIS is already a bunch of dead men, frankly. Anybody who's over there participating in that is at some point or another going to get squashed by some coalition government if they continue to do the things that they've been doing. It appears as though they all want to go to heaven early. But nonetheless, that's just a prediction. I am not advocating for it. Do not necessarily want that. I don't want a big government coalition thing going in there and starting war. However, I don't want what the ISIS people have either.
Yeah, I'm all for people killing ISIS. I just don't want to be taxed to pay for it.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much how I feel, too. The Islamic State group proclaimed early on Tuesday, this is from The Guardian, over at Guardian, theguardian.com, Joanne Walters, said the Islamic State group proclaimed early on Tuesday that it had carried out its first terrorist attack on American soil and warned of bigger and more bitter strikes to come as it took responsibility for the failed assault on an art contest featuring cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad held in Texas at the weekend. So ISIS claimed responsibility for a completely failed and botched attack.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like I would not be anxious to co-sign that particular thing. It was just like, oh, well, our buddies went and got shot by the police. So you Americans, you better watch out because we're really getting our stuff together. On another note about ISIS's organization, I saw a screenshot of a tweet, and I don't know how real it is, but somebody had said somebody on Twitter had replied to somebody else's tweet and said, why don't you put down the chicken wings and come to jihad, bro? I just got a kick out of it.
So I'm wondering, Wouldn't it have made more sense for these guys, instead of getting all bent out of shape and going over there and getting themselves killed, and going to heaven, I guess, and there's the virgins in the offing and all that, wouldn't it have just made more sense for them to hold themselves a Bible burning? I mean, this is kind of what I'm wondering, because I think that this is... This Muhammad drawing thing is kind of a distasteful thing to do. It's clearly intended to exacerbate the situation.
Well, yeah, the thing was put on by Pam Geller. I don't know if you know who that is.
I've heard the name, but
she wrote the Post-American Presidency. She was like a birther, and you know, all this Barack Obama's a Muslim stuff. She's a fanatic. She's a real lunatic, and she went by she was going by the name Atlas Shrugs. You know, and she was hardly Ayn Randian at all. She was a war fanatic. She was a complete, right-wing neocon war hawk lunatic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not that the objectivists are particularly anti-war, not compared to libertarians, at least. But, you know, it seems like this behavior is going to only elicit more behavior on the other side. Like, this behavior is intended to create I don't have a right term for it, not race war, but a religious war, a new crusade.
What behavior?
Like the Muhammad drawing contest.
Gotcha.
Because it sounds like the smart Muslim group that's really put off by this, the smart ones are going to say, this behavior is not the sort of behavior that adults participate in, and... You know, no one should take these people seriously. This is reprehensible behavior, and we just want to live our lives. Please stop this.
My thing is, I don't have a problem. I don't even think the behavior is all that reprehensible. You're like, okay, well, you know, this religion is ridiculous, and we're going to mock it today. Like, I'm back to like
doing
pretty
that,
okay
though.
With that. But, well, because of who it is, right? Like, Pam Geller put this thing on. This is war propaganda, like you're saying. They're trying to, you know, get the crusade on.
Right, and it's not even necessarily war propaganda. It's not even saying this religion's ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's saying that religion's ridiculous. Ours is really awesome.
Yeah.
And so the smart group of iconoclast Muslims are going to say, well, let's just have ourselves a Bible burning, and we'll find with ourselves some of these crucifixes they sell in every gas station and mini mart in the United States, and we'll pee on them, and they'll do a variety of things in order to get people angry, and then it'll go back and forth and back and forth until it is a full on shooting war. Is this what we want? Well, the answer is from these people. Yes, it is. That's what they want.
Sounds like it.
I don't. I don't want that. I think that people should lay down their arms, and frankly, their religions, too, if it causes them to want to fight. 855-453. Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
It's Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about anything you want here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking about the shooting in Texas that went on it yesterday. And, you know, just some thoughts on it. I don't feel bad in the least that these guys are dead. But at the same time, I think that the whole drawing Muhammad thing was, you know, it was in bad taste.
So what?
So what what?
So what if it was in bad taste?
Well, how are these same people going to handle it if somebody has a Bible burning out in front of this event?
I think that if somebody had a Bible burning out in front of the event, that they would say a bunch of nasty things about them.
You don't think there'd be a fist fight?
Perhaps.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't know everybody who is there. I mean, I wouldn't be, it doesn't surprise me that religious fanatics assault people. Like, that's not, not the most shocking thing that I've heard today.
I do think it's, you know, like, it seems odd to me that people who are adherents to Christianity, Christ being the Prince of Peace, are so often so ready to go to war. And it shows how much this religion has changed over the course of 2,000 years. For the first 1,000 years, it was an incredibly large debate inside of the Christian religion as to whether or not a Christian could be in the military, could support a war at all, in any way, shape, or form. It seems to me that Christ would have probably been pretty good about people of other religions. You know, I mean, there are essentially Islam was intended to clarify, was Muhammad attempting to clarify some of the problems that he saw inside Christianity and Judaism, that kind of thing. Many of his concerns are around the Trinity. He's like really anti-Trinity. He's all about a Unitarian. And, you know, those arguments go on in Christianity, too. But do you think that this was a good, you know, this was a good idea? Are you happy with the results? Because I can see a lot of people saying, yeah, Yeah, Texas 2, ISIS 0, baby. You know, that kind of thing. And it's just, man.
Well, I mean, I think it worked out wonderfully for them. I mean, they're war propagandists, these people. So they put on a thing that was designed to incite Muslims. And then, sure enough, a couple of them came to try to kill them. And then they killed the Muslims. And that's sort of, I think, the goal there, right? So I don't like these people or what they were trying to do. But I also have absolutely no problem with going out and inciting religious people and saying, no, we're going to do this thing that your religion forbids, and you can, you know, come after me if I'm wearing whatever mixed fabrics or whatever lunatic thing they want to have a problem with next, right? If I'm going to go eat some shellfish or something like that.
As an atheist, why? Why do you do that? I'm not an atheist. I don't claim that. But why are you so excited about the idea of poking people's religions to the point that they're ready to fight?
For the same reason that I like to go and harass the meter maid, right? I'm like, you're ridiculous. I hate what you're doing, and I want to make you uncomfortable. I want to discourage your behavior.
Do you think that works? You think it discourages the behavior? Because many times, remember, built into at least the Christian psyche is the idea that they are persecuted already, right? Like they'll reference persecution. The majority in the United States believes that they're trying to take away Christmas, the most popular holiday in the United States. Like, this is how kind of twisted or myopic the worldview is of many of these religious folks, is that the people who are the, you know, parts of the largest religion in the United States believe that somebody out there is trying to take away the biggest and most profitable holiday of the United States.
Look, people, be they religious, statist, or just fundamentally detached from reality, generally speaking, are complete morons. They're completely out of their freaking heads.
You just mean people generally.
Yes. And so I take a certain amount of blood. They cause me a lot of discomfort in this world, right? I've got to listen to people screaming about Black Lives Matter and burn it down CVS's in Baltimore. I've got to listen to women talk about a war on women. I've got to listen to Christians talk about a war on Christmas. I've got to watch these guys try to shoot up a drawing contest. They're all fanatics. They're all lunatics, and it makes me really uncomfortable. I have to suffer through this every single day. I go and I read the headlines, and I'm like, the world is going down the toilet and leaving skid marks, so if I have to visit a little bit of misery on these SOBs, then I will do it.
Aren't you just better off just ignoring them?
I wish I could. I'm a media personality. I have to read the news, so I have to look at this stuff.
Well, you don't have to be a media person. You, as a matter of fact, you were making really good money doing your job previously. You gave it up for the very act of going ahead and interacting with these people, and now it gives you high blood pressure.
It certainly does. You know, and it's one of these things, though. But now, I mean, look, you think even if I deleted my website and YouTube channel tomorrow, people start Googling my name, they're going to find the things that I've said, okay? I am out of the Muggle job market. There's no way that I can just go back to IT. It's not going to happen, especially not here in New Hampshire.
Is that true? Like, you couldn't go into IT just because you've said too much?
I might be able to go in and find independent contracting gigs in New York, right?
Okay.
I could blend in a large city where nobody knows who the heck I am, and maybe I could scrape out a living that way. But if I go throw a resume in front of an HR director, these people, they Google your name now, right? They Google your name. I've been locked up twice. I'm more afraid of the Google search than I am of a criminal background check.
Mark, the group that put on this contest is known as Stop Islamization of America, also known as the American Freedom Defense Initiative.
Do you think that America is being Islamicized? Please give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Because I just don't see this. The idea that somebody somewhere in America might have used Sharia law to settle their dispute with, say, one Muslim with another Muslim is not the Islamicization of America. If I have Johnny Ray settle a dispute with Christopher Cantwell and Mark Edge, we haven't done anything to your country or your religion. It's just that you're a hate monger.
Right.
Right? Like, that's what your problem is. You've listened to a bunch of people whose hearts are full of hate. You know nothing of religion, because God is about love, and you are listening to preachers who are about hate.
I don't know where you got the idea that God was about love. But
that's what I'm told. That's what I was told in Christianity, and I'm speaking to Christians who believe that their religion is about love, and I'm contending with them that if you think that it's some kind of problem that a couple of Muslim dudes use Sharia law to solve a problem, you're not qualified to make the decisions you're making.
No, they're wholly unqualified to be making decisions, period. They're completely detached from reality. To have these people being a driving force between American foreign policy, it's a miracle that we haven't had an atomic war.
I don't think they are the driving force in American foreign policy, really. Most of the, there's probably the Republicans, and even some of the Democrats, want to see Israel protected by the United States, and some of it is because of the Christianity thing. But mostly those folks are used as cannon fodder. Like, they just want, you're excited about the Muslims? Fine, son, sign up here. We're going to use you in a war. We've got really hard bullets we need you to catch. And that's what politicians find your religion useful. Or right. They find it to be, not
well, useful. Yeah, they pander to your religious fantasies. They say, hey, elect me and I'll carry out the will of your deity.
Yeah, right.
And then people are like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. I'll run into the voting booth and vote for you.
Right, exactly. My God wants me to vote for the guy who's going to go mess with the other people over there. And I'm contending your God really wouldn't want that. That's just not, there's no evidence that that would be what the contention would be.
I don't know. I mean, look, gods have been known to do some pretty nasty things like drown the entire planet, right? So, I mean, maybe gods are for wars. It seems to reason, right?
Stapel's Islamization of America first entered the public eye with its early opposition to the construction of Park 51, originally named Cordoba House, a 13-story Muslim community center proposed for a location two blocks from the World Trade Center site in Lower Manhattan.
The talk show hosts had a heyday with this one. Dear God, they want to put a Muslim recreation center just two blocks away from the site of the World Trade Center bombing.
And they called it hallowed ground. They were like, this is hallowed ground. You can't put a mosque there. And there's like a strip club across the street, noise and stuff.
It's makes no sense to me whatever.
Dude,
it's just rank xenophobia.
I was in the middle of that. So like this is they were trying to do that at like the height of the Tea Party, no less, right? So and this is I'm from New York, and people who I was associated with were freaking out about this, just going absolutely insane about it. And I knew guys who were down there protesting and talking about this Islamization of America, and they're talking to me about how Sharia law is already in our courts, and I'm like, well, just let me explain to you that they're carrying out the terms of a contract, which is sort of the whole point of the courts.
The civic courts, people are deciding, the civil courts, they're deciding these things. This is the contract. Anyway. 855-450-3733. I'm willing to listen to what you've got to say on it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dismiss punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I run a small business. For me, time really is money. So I got all my paperwork and computer files organized in one place with the Neat digital filing system. What used to take me an hour now takes less than a minute. I'm saving time and money at work and at home, too.
Whether you're running a business or just trying to run your life better, Neat is the best way to organize all your statements, invoices, receipts, recipes, every document in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. Now you can try the Neat digital filing system for free just by calling 1-800-939-1278. The Neat scanner and software do all the work for you, organizing all your documents so you can find anything you want in just seconds, just by typing one word.
The Neat system is super easy to use. There's nothing else like it.
Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-939-1278. That's 1-800-939-1278. 1-800-939-1278.